From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Tuesday, July 4th, 2017. I'm Philip Grant. At the top of the news, Amanda Purcell is reporting for the Columbia Green Media that Greenport resident Helen Hogan celebrates her 103rd birthday this week. She observed the occasion with her son James and daughter-in-law Arlene on Monday, July the 3rd. James said, and I quote, "The doctors keep telling her to keep doing what she's doing. She is in great shape. They say don't do anything different," end quote. What is Hogan's secret to a long, healthy life? She said, and I quote, "I never drank or smoked. I just keep moving and try to look forward to the next day," end quote. Hogan advises the younger generation to, and I quote, "give your parents more respect," end quote. And the greatest lesson in life Hogan has learned is to, and I quote, "be good to people," end quote. You can read that full story at HudsonValley360.com. The Times Union is reporting that Amtrak confirmed late Monday, July the 3rd, a total of 6 trains that operate between Albany, Rensselaer, and Penn Station in New York City will travel to and from Grand Central Station while emergency track work is performed at Penn Station this summer. Also during the work period, the Adirondack and Maple Leaf trains will be combined. Travelers will depart New York Penn Station daily and travel to Albany, where the trains will be separated and continue on their respective destinations. Every Friday, trains 255 and 293 will be canceled. Amtrak said its reservation system has been updated to reflect all the changes, and affected passengers are being contacted. Penn Station track work is expected to continue until September the 1st. Information on the infrastructure project and its impact on travel schedules can be found at Amtrak.com. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Jay Brahman Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman that the planned improvements to the Bel Air Mountain Ski Center in Highmount are underway. The work began last month with tree cutting to make way for a new gondola that will be called Catskill Thunder. It will travel up to 1,000 feet per minute between the Discovery Lodge and the mountain summit, making the trip in 6 minutes. It is expected to be operational in December. The project also includes a total of $3 million in improvements to both Discovery and Overlook Lodges. The work is funded by the state. In February, Governor Andrew M. Cuomo announced an $8 million allocation amid complaints that he had snubbed Bel Air when he previously announced awards to upgrade 2 other state-owned ski centers. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Columbia Green Media is reporting that the Cairo Republican Committee held its caucus on Monday, June the 26th at the Mountain Brow House in Round Top. At that meeting, attended by more than 140 people, the Cairo GOP chose its slate of candidates for the November general election. Incumbents Dan Benoit, town supervisor, Susan Hilgendorf, tax collector, Mary Jo Cords, the town board, and Lee Miller for town justice were endorsed along with political newcomer Jason Watts. Watts, the owner of Watts Oil and a hog farmer, is currently embroiled in a court battle with town board member Doug Ostrander over placement of pig pens on property near Ostrander's home. Ostrander's term ends December 31st. Columbia Green Media is reporting that Beatrice Clappin has been named the 2017 Green County Employee of the Year by the Green County Legislature. Clappin is a medical services specialist for the County Department of Social Services. She joined the department in 2008 as part of the Personal Care Program and expanded her duties to include help with the Consumer Directed Personal Assistance Program, Assisted Living Program, and Care at Home Program. Clappin was acknowledged for her ability to identify issues before they become problems and always acting in a professional but compassionate way. Clappin was described as always thinking of ways to make the world a better place. Amanda Fries and Lauren Stanforth are reporting in the Times Union that at least 10 homes in Hoosick Falls were evacuated Saturday, July the 1st, after thunderstorms flooded portions of the village and the nearby towns of Hoosick and Pittstown. The flooding comes as residents and local officials are battling water contaminations caused by the chemical PFOA. Both Pittstown and the village of Hoosick Falls have declared states of emergency. At least three sinkholes opened up, one in the village the size of two tractor trailers, and various roads were closed in Pittstown, Shattuck, and the town of Hoosick after an estimated 4 to 4.5 inches of rain fell within hours Saturday afternoon into Saturday evening. A cost or timeline as to how long it will take to fix the damage are unknown at this point. Hoosick Falls Mayor Robert Allen said the flooding did not exacerbate the PFOA contamination and said the flooding did not compromise the municipality's water filtration system. Police are advising caution, telling residents not to enter a flooded basement as it may contain hazardous, free-flowing chemicals or appliances that could cause electrocution. You can read that full story in the Times Union. Today is Independence Day, and the Daily Freeman has a schedule of how various offices and services will be affected. Amtrak is on holiday schedule and the banks are closed. County offices are closed. Financial markets are closed. The federal offices are closed. Greene County Transit has no service. There is no mail delivery. Metro North is on a Sunday schedule. Schools are closed. State offices are closed. And Trailways is running on a regular schedule. Communities throughout the region will celebrate the holiday with parades, fireworks, and other activities today, Tuesday, July the 4th. In Albany, New York State's 4th of July celebration at Empire State Plaza, Eagle Street and Madison Avenue, and Albany at 3 p.m., the holiday celebration features the United States Air Force Heritage of America Band with special guest Tonic and the area's largest fireworks display, sponsored by Price Chopper and Market 32. In Cairo, fireworks will be at dusk at Angelo Cana Town Park. In Claremont, a celebration will be held at 2 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Claremont State Historic Site on State Route 9G. Festivities include 18th century crafts, reenactors, music, and hot food. The Socrates fireworks crossed from the Hudson River can be viewed from the lawn. In Kinderhook, the 4th of July People's Parade. Line up at 11 a.m. Decorate a car, stroller, wagon, garden, tractor, bike, anything that can be pushed, pulled, or ridden with American pride. Parade steps off at the park of Rothermel Lane and ends in the village square. In Saugerties, the lineup is at 10 a.m. across from the Saugerties High School. The parade steps off at Washington Avenue Extension at 11 a.m. The parade ends at Canteen Field with award ceremony. The theme of this year's parade is United We Stand. Fireworks at Canteen Park at dusk. Rain or shine. And finally, at Wyndham, the town-wide sidewalk sale begins at 2 p.m., the parade down Main Street at 7 p.m., and fireworks over Wyndham Mountain at 9 p.m. Now for the weather. The National Weather Service in Albany is predicting a sunny day for today with a temperature high near 81 degrees. For Tuesday night, patchy fog after 5 a.m. Otherwise, it will be mostly clear with a low around 57. The forecast for the next 2 days, well, on Wednesday, sunny with a high near 81 degrees. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 59. And on Thursday, a slight chance of showers between 11 a.m. and 2 p.m. Then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m. It will be partly sunny with a high near 80 degrees. Thursday night, a chance of showers and thunderstorms overnight into early morning. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 65. Sunrise today was at 5:22 a.m., and the sun will set at 8:35 p.m. That will give us 15 hours and 13 minutes of daylight, about a minute less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Tuesday, the 4th day of July, 2017. Independence Day. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a happy and safe 4th of July and a pleasant tomorrow.